Okay, today is Daf Lama Gimel. We are on Daf Lama Gimel. We are up to the two dots. Afilu nachash korev al hakev al yasek. Even if it's a snake coiled around your ankles, don't stop shmor esrei. Amar sheishes lo shen el nachash. That's only true if it's a snake. And of course, it's a snake that's not poisonous. Aval akrav posek. But if it's a scorpion, which is inherently dangerous and poisonous, of course you have to stop. Meisvei, one second. If you fall into a lion's den, there's no testimony that the guy died. Just because he fell into a lion doesn't mean he's dead. Why doesn't it mean he's dead? Because lav dafka, the lion's going to kill him. Lav dafka. If the lion ate 5 minutes before, that lion's not going to bother the guy. Lav dafka. But if you fall into a pit of snakes and scorpions, you can testify he's dead. There's no way he survived that. So he just said snakes don't bother you. So Gemara says, "Shiny hasam to agav itzitsa majti." That's different. You fall into their hole; they're cramped and crowded. Yeah, they're going to bite you.
Right, right.
And therefore, that's different than stam a snake came out and bothered you. Okay. Amar Vitzchak, roish varm posek. If you see oxen coming, stop shon esrei; they're dangerous. Tanya Rav Moshiah, marchikin mishar tam chamishim amah. From a tam, you have to go 50 amas away. Mimuad mishar muad kamal einav. A muad. As long as it can see you, you can see it. You have to get away from there because it's dangerous.
How do you know?
I don't know. Tanamish made their mayor. They said in front of a mayor. Reish Torah, the head of a Reish Torah, the head of a ox, bidikula in its feed bag. If its feed, it has a feed bag and it's eating. Solak la'agwa, go up to the roof. Vishadi darga mituse, and kick the ladder out from underneath you so the ox can't follow you up. Rashi says it doesn't mean lav dafka eliklomar his arimeno harbe. Be careful. The oxen can't, I don't know if they can climb ladders. It doesn't mean that. It means be very careful.
What happened to all this concept we had before that it's going to stir your kavama and if you don't have kavama?
Right, it's difficult. Once there's one more line, then we'll Amar Shmuel Hani Mili Kishar Shachor. It's only a black ox. We may need sun in the springtime. Then they shah satan meraki lo ben karnav because the satan dances in between its horns. Whatever that means. So yes, I'm not 100% sure how you make this jive with the idea that you have to have kavana. So maybe it's not stereo kavana. I don't know. Tanur Rabbanan. Maisa, there was a story. B'makom echad in a certain place, shaya arud. In arud is an offspring of a nachash and a tzav. What's a tzav? A turtle? Can't be a turtle.
A toad.
Okay, it's some kind of animal. It was hurting everybody. They told the Bechinin Ben Dosa, Amar Lehem, he said, listen to this. Haruli is chor, show me where his hole is. So Haru is chor, they showed him the hole. He put his foot on top of it. Yotza v'nashcho, the arod came out and bit him. Umeis os arod, and the arod died. So Natla al Ketev, we put on it over his shoulders, this animal. They view the base of Medrash, came to the base of Medrash, Amalehem Reubini, Ein Arod Memes, Ela Chet Memes. And Arod doesn't kill, Chet kills. Look at this. I didn't die. He bit me, I didn't die. Bosa Shah Amru, Oi lo la Adam Shapaga Bo Arod. Woe is somebody who bumped into one of these animals. And Oi lo la Arod, Shapaga Bo Rebbe Chinin Ben Dosa. And woe is to the animal that bumped into Rebbe Chinin Ben Dosa. Rashi says, Matsasi Bahag, I found the Bahag, Amri B'marava, Kisharod no shechetsa adam. This is a very unusual, uncharacteristic of Rashi to say what he's about to say. When an arod bites a person, im ha'arod kodim lamayim, if the arod gets to water before you, meis ha'adam, the person's going to die. Vim ha'adam kodim lamayim, meis ha'arod. And if the person gets to water before the arod, then the arod's going to die. V'nas neis u'bichanina, a neis happened to him. V'nikva Mayan mitachas akevo, and there was water right there, so he survived, and the arod died. That's Rashi's pshat to explain what went on here. Others, the Yerushalmi has a different girsa. The Yerushalmi says he didn't ask where's the hole. It was a because how could he put himself into a makom sakana?
Yeah.
How could you do that? He didn't do it. Rashi says a mace. No, he didn't do it. He was walking by. He happened to be standing there waiting for the bus, right on to stand on top of the hole. The thing came out. Yeah, mace happened. But he didn't do it on purpose. He didn't do it. You can't do that. You can't put yourself into a sakana and hope for an eighth, right? You walk into a place with a bunch of snakes. An eighth will happen for me. You can't do that. He was standing there anyway. They have a different garrison, the Yerushalmi. And a snake bit him. Or this Arod bit him. And Arod died. That's an ace. To teach you the lesson that really, really, what's the lesson exactly? That,
don't set up with snakes.
What?
Don't set
up with snakes unless you're a Tzadik Hador. Then you can. Okay. Next Mishnah. Maskirin Gevuras Geshamim B'tchias HaMesim. We mentioned Gevuras Geshamim, meaning we mentioned rain. We say Masha, when did we do that? In the bracha of T'chiyat HaMesim, right? V'sha'ayla, and we asked for rain, B'berchas HaShanim, which is the bracha of Barech Aleinu, which is the bracha of Parnasa. The Havdalah, and we mentioned Havdalah, B'chonin Hadas, in Chonin Hadas. Rabbi Akiva Omer, bracha revius b'fnei atzmo. We had this already. Rabbi Akiva says that the bracha of Havdalah has its own bracha. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, b'hoda. You say it in the middle of modem. Okay, fine. Now, maskiru in gevuras keshamim. We mention rain in gevura, in the second bracha. That's what we do. My time. Why is that? Amr of Yosef. We talk shakula ketrias amesim. Because just like rain is like T'chias HaMesim, how is it like T'chias HaMesim?
It gives life.
It gives life. Only Hashem could do it. Right? L'fikach kav b'T'chias HaMesim. Therefore, we put it there. V'she'ela b'berchas Hashanim. And she'ela in berchas Hashanim. My time, why is it there? Amar of Yosef. Mitok she'i parnasa. That's the whole bracha of parnasa. L'fikach, therefore, kavu b'berchas parnasa. We put it in berchas parnasa. Makes sense. Havdala b'chonan hadas, my time. Why is Havdalah in Chon and Hadas? So, Omer B'Yosef, Mitok Shi Chachma, because knowing the difference between things, it takes a Chachma. Therefore, Kavu B'Berchas Chachma. We put it in Berchas Chachma. That's what Chon and Hadas means. Hashem, give me Chachma, give me wisdom. Rabban Amri, no, different part. Mitok Shu Chol, Lefikach, B'Kavu B'Berchas Chol. It's the first weekday bracha. It's the first bracha that said, on a weekday. In other words, the first three are said every Shabbos. Chon Hadas is bracha number four. So, Havdalah, which is about the end of Shabbos, is appropriate to be bracha number four. Fine. Amr of Ami, now we have a Garata. Gedola Deya Shinitna B'tchilas Bracha Shalchal. It's such a special thing. It's the first bracha. The first bracha is, and the first three are Shavach. What's the first thing you ask for? Das. So it's the first thing he asks for. If you want to do that, want to do it like that, what's the first one? Das. Right? Vamar Vami, Gedola, Das, Shinna ben Shtei Osios. Das is also great. There's a pasuk where it's written in between two word names of Hashem. It says Osios, between letters, means two names of Hashem. Shinema, like it says, Ki Kael Deos Hashem. You have Kael and Hashem and Deos in between. V'chol mi she'ein bo Deya, if you don't have any Das, Asur l'rachim alav. Right, sometimes you pity people. They just don't have the faculties. It's a nebuch. You can't even have pity on them. Shemar, like it says, ki lo im benos hu al ke lo yirachemeno aseo. Fine. Omer bil Elazar gedola mikdash shnasamish beiz osios. The beis mikdash also is in between two. Shemar pa'alta Hashem mikdash Hashem. It's Hashem, Hashem, and mikdash in the middle. Omer bil Elazar kol adam sheish bodeya ki lo nivne beis mikdash biyamav. If you have das, it's as if the beis mikdash was built in your lifetime. Whatever that means, the day of nitna ben shtei osios, mikdash nitna osam ben shtei osios, because they're both written, they're both in between two, sandwiched in between the names of Hashem. Maska flor vacha karchina elmat. If that's true, so gedola nekama is great. Shinasna ben shtei osios. It's also between two names of Hashem. Shinemar kael nekama Hashem. Nekama is also a good thing. We don't generally think nekama is a good thing. It's actually an avira. So Amalei in, yes, no, 1 second. Bimilse Niya Gedoli. In its proper place, it's a great thing. Right? The Haina the Amar Ula. Shtei Nakamas Halalama. There are two Nakamas. Achas Latova, Achas Lara. Latova Diksiv, Hofia Mehar Paran. That's a Pasuk in Zos HaBracha. Hofia Mehar Paran. Va'asa, right? What? Which means, right, what does that mean? We learn from there that Hashem went to the other nations of the world, asked them if they want the Torah, and they said, no, I'm not interested. Right. So Rashi says, Hofia, Gila the Hithkir. Hofi is like a lashon of Hefkir. I'm not interested in that. So Kishalo Kiblu as the Torah, when they didn't accept the Torah. And Lara Dichsiv Kel Nakamos Hashem, Kel Nakamos Hofia, which means anger. So it's a play on words. So to take revenge on nations for a reason they don't want the Torah, that's okay. Just to be angry, that's not okay. So the word is okay. The word is means the same thing. Fine. Rabbi Akiva Omer Bebracha Revius. Rabbi Akiva says, you say Havdalah has its own bracha. So Amalei Rav Shimon Bar Abba Rav Yochanan Michti. Anshin Kenes Hakadola, Tiknul Ham Yisrael, Brachos Tfilos, Kedushas Havdalos. Anshin Kenes Hakadola, Mas Masakin, Davening, Tfila, Havdala, Kiddush. Nechzi, Heichon Tikun. How did this Gzeira come about? How did they make a Gzeira about Kiddush? We're in Kiddush and Havdala now, we're talking about. And we say Havdala in Davening. Right? We also say Kiddush in Davening. Right? By Chulba, right? It's Saint yeah. Wednesday, Friday night, right?
Right.
So, how'd that happen? So Amalei Bitchila Kavo Bitfila. Originally they were misakin to, I think it's talking about Havdalah.
Yeah.
Right?
Havdalah.
It was in during Davening. It wasn't during Davening. Right? Why was it during Davening?
They couldn't afford wine, it says.
What?
They couldn't afford wine.
They couldn't afford wine. So how come Kiddush they made make it on wine?
You can make it on challah.
Oh, you can make Kiddush on challah. So if you don't have one, everyone has challah. You have to eat. Everyone has bread. Bread is the staple of life. So for Kiddush, they were misaking on wine because at the end of the day, worst comes to you don't have any wine, at least you have challah. So you have a little bit of money, make wine. But Havdalah is not said over a Suda. Kiddush is. Okay? Kiddush is said over a Suda. So Havdalah is not. So to make Havdalah, make you have a Suda, not torturing you, I just ate another Suda? No, it's not Suda. People are poor, don't say it on a coast either.
You can have Chamar Medina, they said too.
What?
You can make it on beer or whatever.
Itzlach says what I just said. Yeah? Okay. Heshiru, they became rich. Kavu al Hakos. They made it on a coast. Right? Okay? Now, Rashi says, V'oz, and then, Nishtachachu Takonas Ezra. They forgot about the Takonas Ezra. It doesn't say anything about Ezra here. Anyway, v'chashichazru v'hedu, they got poor again. Kavu b'tfila, they put it back into davening. V'nechleku heich yamruah. That was the machlokas where you say it in davening. Now, hanu, they became poor again. Chazru v'kavu b'tfila, they put it back into davening. V'heimamru hamavdil b'tfila tzarek shavdil ala kos. But still, if you're davening at home, you still have to make it on the kos when you get home. It marnami, Amar of Chieber Abba, Amar of Yochanan, Anshik is Agdola Tiknu, Lem Lisrol, Brachos Tfilos, Kedoshos Vavdolos. Tfitzchila Kavu, but Tfila. First they said, do it during davening. Heshir, they became rich, Kavu ala kos. Make it on the coast. Chazru, Vehenu, they became poor again, Kavu, but Tfila. Vehenu, Hamavdol, Tzara, but Tfila, Tzara, Shavu, ala kos. You still have to do it on the coast, even though we're saying it in davening. Why? Why do it on the coast if you say it during davening? The answer is obvious, because how's your family going to know about Havdalah? They don't go to shul. Right. The women, the children, they don't go to shul. How are they going to know about Havdalah? Say, go home, say Havdalah. Idmar Nami, Rabbi Rav Yosef, Tamri Tavayu, Hamavdil B'Tfila, Tzarek Shavdil Alakos. Even though you said Tfila, David, even though you said Hamavdil B'Tfila, you still have to say it on the coast. Amar Rava, Umosvinan Ashmaitzin, and we learn from all these memories. Ta, if you made a mistake, Fo Hizkir, Gvur Sasham, B'Tchias Hamesim, If you forgot to mention Mashav Ruach in Tchias HaMesim, right, in the Parash of Gevurah, V'shayla V'berchas HaShanim, or you forgot to mention rain, if you forgot to ask for it, in Baruch Aleinu, Machzirin also, have to preach one Esrei. V'avdala B'chon and Adas, Ein Machzirin also, but B'desh Yochel Omer Alakos. You don't have to repeat one Esrei, because you're going to say it when you get home anyway, right? Now, that implies, what if I didn't forget to say Havdalah in Shemone Esrei? I didn't forget? Do I have to say it again when I get home?
Yeah.
It implies you don't have to.
Why, you should say for the B'nai B'ai.
Okay, so, But you know, you don't have to repeat it. You don't have to do it again. So the Gemara says, fine, no. Lo name of Shiachal Omer Al HaKos. Not because you can say it on a coast. Ela Ema Mipnesha Omer Al HaKos. Because you say it on a coast. Meaning, even if you forget it, even if you said it in Shmoneh Esrei, you still say it when you get home. Itmar Nami Omer Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes Shal Rabbi Yossi Yisrab Yochanan Betzidon for Omri La Rabbi Shurim Ben Yaakov De Mintzur Yisrab Yochanan. He asked the following questions. Vana Shmaat, and I heard like this. Hamavdil Betvila Tzarech Sheyavdil Alakos. Olo. If I said Shmoneh Esrei in davening, Hamavdil in davening, I'm sorry, do I have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei again? Do I have to repeat Sheyavdil again? Vamalei Tzarech Sheyavdil Alakos. Yes, you do. Iboy Elohu Hamavdil Alakos Mao Sheyavdil Betvila. So what if I just said a benching on, what if I just said Avdol on a coast? I don't know, I wasn't feeling well, so I didn't go to Ma'ariv. I met Avdolah. Now I'm going to daven Ma'ariv. Do I have to daven? Say I'm Avdol now, I better have Avdolah ready. Omar Rav Nachman, Bayitcha, Kavachomer, Betfila. Ma Tfila, Tika Takantihi, it's the main Takana, was to say by davening. Omri, Hamavdol Betfila, Tzarek Shi Avdol on a coast. So Mavdol on a coast, if you met Avdolah on a coast, the lot of Iker Takantihu, Lo Kol Shkein, that you have to go and make up Mavdil during davening again. Tani Rav Acha Aricha Kameh de Rav Chinana Hamavdil Betfila Meshubach Yoser Mimi Shemavdil Al Akos. Saying Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei is greater than saying it at a kos. Vimhivdil Bazu Bazu, and if you said it by both, Yaniach Lo Brachas Al Rosho. We put a bracha on your head. What does it mean you put a bracha on your head?
Be a good thing for you.
What?
Be a good thing for you.
Yeah. The Marsha says it means that the brachas of Shabbat last the whole week. That's the bracha. Okay, very nice. One second. Hagufa kasha. That's very nice, but it doesn't make any sense. Amar, the first he said, Hamavdil betfila, meshubach yotzi mishal alakos. That tefillah is better than Havdalah. Right? Saying it by Shmoneh Esrei is better than Havdalah. Alma tefillah l'chudei sabi. That's enough. V'hadar tani, imhivdil bazu bazu, yidichol brachas haroshah. If you said it by both, then you put a crown on your head. Bebrachas in it. Kiva denafik le'vechada, iftar, hadi brachas shen tzvicha. But one second. If all you have to do is say it one time, then what is that really? Why am I saying it twice? It's a bracha she'ein a tzmicha. And v'amar v'aravi temer of Rish Lakish, v'amar l'Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, d'amar tarvayu, kol ha'mavarech bracha she'ein a tzmicha. If you make a bracha she'ein a tzmicha, over mishum lo sisa, it's an avera. Rabbi Yosef says, someone's thirsty, wants to drink, take a drink of water. His wife says, let's bench first. Fine, I'll bench and then I'll take a drink of water. Says Rabbi Yosef, it's a bracha lovatala. To bench and make a bracha a second later? What are you doing? Right? Because if you don't bench, you don't have to make a bracha. You bench and I make a shackle on the water. So what are you doing? It's a bracha shein smicha. Right?
You need your 100 brachas on Shabbos.
What?
You need your 100 brachas.
You have to wait a few seconds. You wait a minute. Yeah, right? Immediately. Yeah, I understand with the brachas. 100%. You got to wait a minute.
If you're wanting to drink water, then you can't tell Hashem that you've eaten, you're satisfied because you want more.
Well. Right? That's why Rabbi Yosef said that. Yeah. Right? I'm not saying you wait 5 minutes. 5 minutes is 5 minutes. It's a whole other world. Or to sit there at the table with a cup of water. Let's bench first. All right, let's bench first. What are you doing? El-Ema, like this. El-Ema Haki, say like this. Im Hivdil Bazu, if you made a Havdalah on one, follow Hivdil Bazu, you didn't make a Havdalah on the other one, Yonichol Abrachas Arosho. Then you get brachas. Boy me neir of chista, neir of sheishes. Ta bazu bazu mahu. What if you made a mistake by both? What does it mean you made a mistake? Right? So, you didn't say either one.
You didn't say anything. You didn't make Avdol at all?
No. No, you didn't make Avdol at all. So, I didn't make Avdol on anything. Now, I have a choice now to make Avdol on a kos or on prayer. Amale, ta, bazu, bazu, you make a mistake by both, chose la roche.
Start over.
What does that mean?
Start from
Rashi says, lutvila, vila kos.
Right. You have to damn right, you have to bend.
So then the words chose la roche doesn't make any sense.
Why, you go back to the beginning.
What beginning?
Beginning is
you didn't make Avdala yet.
Yeah, but you didn't have
damn right. You make Avdala again?
Again.
What does it mean, Chozel Rosh? Rashi doesn't make any sense. Very difficult Rashi here.
He said he forgot to do Havdalah.
He forgot to do both times.
Right.
What does the Gemara say? Chozer L'Rosh.
Start.
Go back to the beginning.
Oh, so he said it. So he said there's no beginning.
You daven.
What does it mean you forgot Havdalah? When is this taking place?
Exactly. What does this mean? Rashi says, L'tfil V'Lakos. Two words. What's Rashi talking about? Other Mepharshim say that's not what it means. You're in middle of Shmon Esrei. Listen to this verse. You're in middle of Shmon Esrei. And you're at the end of Shmon Esrei. And you didn't finish Shmon Esrei yet. You said, oh, I forgot to say Havdalah. So they have two choices now. I can go back to Atachonim, or I can hold like Rabbi Eliezer and go back to Modim. Says the Gemara Chozer L'Rosh. Go back to the beginning.
Back to Atachonim.
No, right. Nothing to do with Hakos. Nothing to do with Kos. That makes a lot of sense, that explanation. Rashi is so difficult. What does it mean Chozer L'Rosh?
It does make sense because the halakha that we have is once you finish it, you don't go back to the middle of the Shmon Esrei, you go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. If you finish with the whole Shmon Esrei, you have to start at the beginning of Shmon Esrei. So there's never a time that you have to do that and or saying it afterwards that regular our Havdalah.
No, well, you can go back to, you know, if you're in the middle of Modim and you realize you didn't do the Alviyah.
Then you never got to the field, then you never got to the regular, then you're only dealing with
we're not talking about davening. We're not talking about davening. According to Rashi, we're talking about both.
One or the other.
Tav Zubazu, I forgot to say Bechat Tachon, and I forgot to say Bechat. Either want to be Mekel, like Rabbi Eliezer, say Bechat. I forgot that too. Now, in the middle of Sim Shalom, what do I do now? Chozer L'Rosh. That makes sense. What? No, we don't pass him like that. We pass him like Rashi.
Right.
But Rashi doesn't make any, it was a very difficult Rashi. Right? Chozer L'Rosh. No, forget nothing to do with Kos. You're middle of Shmon Esrei. You forgot both places. Chozer L'Rosh. That makes sense. What about Safek Brachas? So you gotta say it.
You go home.
Huh?
Go home and make it on a coast. Because that's what we do.
No, so we're not talking about a coast.
No. That's what Davos I was confused first. With. You missed it by davening.
Right.
You missed davening. So scrap davening and say it at home.
No, so you're still in the middle of Shmon Esrei. I didn't finish Shmon Esrei yet. So I'm scratching it, which I do.
You're going to go back and say all these brachas again. Yeah.
So you do the same thing if you forgot anything.
But no, if you got something you weren't...
Oh, you don't have to do it.
It's basically going home. It's tashuv. It's,
right.
That's why I said you don't pass it that way.
The thing that confuses me is that nowadays I think we understand that saying Havdalah does two things. One, it allows us to do malachas.
Yeah.
We're now accepting that Shabbos has ended. And it allows us, when we take the turn, to eat. The Gemara isn't talking about that at all. It's just saying about the schar of...
Right.
Saying Havdalah, and I think that's confusing.
Right. Right, I hear. Okay, Ravina Larava Hilchasamai, what's the bottom line here? Amalei, ki kiddush, it's just like kiddush. Ma kiddush, afagafta mekadosh betzlusa, even though you make kiddush in shul and davening, mekadosh akosa, you still have to go home and make kiddush again. Af Havdalah, so to Havdalah, nami, afagafta mavdil betzlusa, mavdil akosa. Even though you made Havdalah and davening, you have to go home and make Havdalah on a kos. Fine, very good.
What's the reason in the first place we do it during davening?
That's the Ikra place to do it.
Why?
They instituted when they didn't have...
Because why is it the Ikra in davening as opposed to on a kos?
I'm trying to get to how you exclude women from...
Because from Havdalah?
Why wouldn't
it's a machlokas. Why wouldn't they? Because it's a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama, and it's not about Shabbos. It's about Matzah Shabbos. Kiddush is about Shabbos.
I understand.
Hey, we're leaving Shabbos. That's the hack.
But now we're going to say...
Most say they're included.
I understand.
Because it's part of Shabbos.
Right, but forget about that.
Yeah.
Havdalah is the Torah to eat. We said women can't eat.
Right.
How can they not eat? Because it's something that they're...
That's the Rabbanan thing about not eating before Havdalah. Right? So if they're not holding from Havdalah, then they can eat when Shabbos is over.
But a woman still has to say Baruch
HaMa. Okay.
Okay.
I don't even know if Daraisa... If you hold, women don't have to hear Havdalah, they don't have to do that. But we hold they do. We hold they do have to hear Havdalah. Okay.
You can say in theory, like 10 Havdalahs, if you have 10 people didn't hear, you could say it 10 times, correct?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, because you mostly them in mitzvahs. Yeah. Okay, next. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bahoda. Rabbi Eliezer has a sheet that we never heard of, that you say it in Modim, of all places. Okay? Rabbi Zera Havi Rachiv Chamra, Rabbi Zera was riding a donkey, Having a shakil of azil, Rav Chiya bar Avin Basrei. Okay, he's following behind him. Amalei, vaday dam risu mishmed Rabbi Yochanan, halacha kribi Eliezer biyamtov, shechal lios achar Shabbos. If Yontif falls out on a matzah Shabbos, he's right. We hold like him. Amalei, in. Yes, we hold like him. Now, he said, okay, there's a lot of complicated people here. Reb Zeira was riding on a donkey. Reb Zeira was on the donkey. And Reb Chiya bar Avin said, Reb Yochanan said that the halacha is like Reb Eliezer on Matzah Shabbos. Okay? Amalei in, yeah. Now, Amalei in, yes. So, Reb Zeira asks him, he just said that whoever he's talking to Reb Chiya bar Avin, he just said that Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is that Rabbi Eliezer is right about Matzah Shabbos. Halacha, michlal, the pligi. When he said the word halacha, which it sounds like someone's arguing on that. V'lo pligi? Nobody argues? V'ha pligi, Rabbanan. The Rabbanan argue. The Rabbanan said, no, it's chodin adas. So Reb Zeira says, no. Emer the pligi, Rabbanan, b'shayim Matzah Shana. On rest of the year, the Rabbanan argue. B'yomtav shechal yasachar Shabbos, mi pligi? Nobody argues on that. So why do you have to say halacha? Everyone agrees to that. Like you're saying halacha. Don't think we hold like him. The halacha is like this. Everyone holds like that. V'apol Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva does argue. Rabbi Akiva says it's a bracha b'fnei atzmo. So he says, wait a minute. Oh, to call us on a kula mi'avdin Rabbi Akiva. We never hold like that. The hashta naiko nevedev kavasei. Now we have a chashash. We hold like Rabbi Akiva. For sure not. Call hashana kula. The rest of the year, my time of law of din and Rabbi Akiva. How can we never hold like Rabbi Akiva? Because very simply, the Tamni Sari Takun, Tishasri Lo Takun. There are 18 brachos, not 19. So think of your own bracha, we don't do that. So Hachanami here also, on a Yontif, where it's Shev Takun, there are 7. Tamni Lo Takun, there are not 8. Only 7 brachos, not 8. Okay? Amalei, so he told him, Lav Halacha Itmar, Elamatin Itmar. Right, I didn't really say the halachas like this, elamatin, it leans toward this. Well, Rashi explains that, look at the Rashi of halacha on the right side, it's a little up where we are. Now, manda amar halacha darshinan le papirka. If you say the halacha is like this, you will announce it and learn it in the base of Medrash. Papirka means in the learning. Manda amar matin, if you hold that halacha is not like him, but it seems to be like we're leaning toward him. Midrash lo darshinan barabim. You won't publicize that. Not sure, I guess. Aval Urye Morinon Liyachid. Lasos Kribi Eliezer, Biyantif Shechalios Achar Shabbos. But if someone asks me, I'm going to Shul tonight, it's Yontif, it's Matzah Shabbos, when should I say my Mairuf, my Havdalah? We'll paskin like Kribi Eliezer, but we'll do it quietly. And Umanda Amar Nirin, it seems like he's right, it's even a lower level of confidence. Urye Nami Lo Morinon, we won't even tell anybody to do that. V'i Ovid, but if someone did it, we're not going to make a rupi chon esrei. So the itmar, because we learned, we're talking about avdimi amar mishum rabenu halacha v'amri halacha. We say halacha v'amri la matin. Some say no, not the halacha is like that. It seems to be he's right, but we're not going to pass on that barabim. Rabbi Yochanan amar modim. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba amar nirin. Okay, all these different lashonos about how much we hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Nakat Rabbi Chiya bar Abba biyadecha. You can take him to the bank. The dayek for gamar shmaite mipume demare shapir kirachava de pumpadisa. Because he's very, very, very careful to say everything over him as Rebbe, like Rachava in pumpadisa. The Amar Rachava, like Rachava said, Amar Yehuda, my Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda said, Har Habayis, the Har Habayis was stiv kaful haya. It was a double layer of, what's a stiv? Stav, what's that? It's a stoa in Greek. What is that? Benches. It was a double layer of benches. Stiv haya stav lefnim mi stav. It's a stav inside a stav. Like two levels of bench. What is going on here? So Rashi says, shayim medaktik b'loshen rabo. He was medaktik in his Rebbe's loshen v'amar stav kaful haya. He used the same word stav. Afal gav, the Belashan Mishnah, karu itztava. In Mishnah's parlance, we call it itdava. Why do you call it a stov? Because his rabbi called it that. So he followed the number, his rabbi to the T. Right? Bepsachim, ubesukka, agav itdava. Who dictik balash and rabbi? V'lo amar itdava, kifula haisa. He didn't say it was double itdava. Rather, he said it was double stov. Why? Because Imamish, every word his rabbi said, he repeated over word for word. Same thing over here. Every word whatever he heard from his rabbi, he repeated over. So it's probably the most authentic. Okay. Amar Biosef, ana aloha yadana, v'loha yadana. I don't know this, I don't know that. Ella, me rabbi Shmuel yadana. I know what Rabbi Shmuel said. Titiknu, lon marganisa b'bavel. He taught us a gem in Bavel, which is what we do every once in Shabbos on a yantif. V'todiyenu Hashem alokenu. That's mitzvah tzitzitkecha. Now, a very interesting story here. Ha'omer, if someone says, Rashi says, Ha'omer, the last wide line way up on top, B'tfila. If someone says this by davening, right? And the Tfresh Hunter says, if you say it not by davening, you can say it. Only by davening you can't say the following things. But if you're giving a drasha, and you want to say different things like this, right? Ein mashtikin also. We don't silence you. But during davening, we silence you. What is this? Al kan tzipor yagiyu rachamecha. Right? Al kan tzipor, because of your bird, you have rachamim. Your rachamim should reach to the bird. What does that mean? Right? What does that mean? Al kan tzipor yagiyu rachamecha. Let's finish. V'al tov yizach hashemecha. And for good, we should mention your name Hashem. For good. What about for bad? No, not for bad. Only for good. Or modim. He says modem twice, which seems like he's saying it two different gods. Mashtikin, so for those we silence you. So what's the big aveira with saying, Akan tzipor yagiyu rachamecha? What's such a terrible thing? Billy, this Mishnah appears in Megillah, same exact Mishnah. Over there it appears as well. What's the big aveira? What? Yes, so what's the big aveira? So I want to read you what the Rambam says. Rambam says, Af ha'omer, mi sherichem, Shelo lishchot oso v'yes b'no v'yom echad. The Rambam adds in. And if someone says, Hashem should have rachmanis on animals, we don't check the mother and the son the same day, hu yirachim aleinu, he should have rachmanis on us. Or al kol ha-sofa kiyot, anything like that. Any similar thing like that. Hashem who has rachmanis, he shouldn't wear shatnis, have rachmanis on us. Anything like that. Ashtikin also, we quiet him down. Right? The tzlach says, the Mishnah doesn't listen to this. The Tzlach says the Mishnah didn't bring that example down because the Mishnah is not Mayrich Bedugmos. How many examples does the Mishnah have to give you? It doesn't have to give you so many examples. That's not the derech of the Mishnah, right? Why we mention Shiluach HaKan over Osov Esbeno? It's also a Rachmanis thing. Are you gonna, if the mother doesn't even know, I don't know. It's allegedly a Rachmanis thing, right? Because by Shiluach HaKan it says, Laman Yitav Lach Varach Tiyamim. By the Shiluach HaKan it says, you're going to get long life. Be good for you, you're going to get a long life. I would have thought that just like I have rachmanis on this bird, I'm getting long life. So too, right? So too, anything I do, everything is for rachamim, and it's all for rachamim. Therefore the Talmud says, no, it's not about rachamim. It's not about rachamim. What's it about? What's it about then? We'll get to that in a few minutes. Bishlom modem mashtikin also. I understand why someone says modem twice, we shut you up. Because it looks like he's davening to two different beings. And it sounds like it's good and sounds like it's bad. Utnana, we're going to learn later in the Masechta. Chayev adam levarich al hara. You chayev to make a bracha for bad. Kishem shemavarich al hatova. When we get to that Gemara, we'll talk about that. What does that mean? Right, you're chayav to make the bracha al ra kishem shavarach al tova. It's almost impossible to do that. I would say it's impossible. It's impossible to make a bracha when someone passes away when you win the lottery. Impossible. Right? Am I right? It's possible. You have to be in a very, very big madrega. to be able to make the bracha with the same enthusiasm. It's impossible. Anyway, what's the big problem with this? It's, after all, shluch hakan, it's a mitzvah. Pligi bar chema raibim ar rafa. There's a machlokas about this. Rabbi Yossi, on bar rafa, on Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Zavida. Chad amar mibnei shemagol kina b'maizah b'reishas. Why are you only mentioning birds? We're only mentioning birds. Hashem should never rachmonos on caterpillars and on elephants. Why not? Only birds? So you're causing kina in my separations. V'chad amar, b'bnei sha'otha midosa shalat ha'lash baruch hu rachamim v'ein en el gzeros. You're making Hashem's, it says here midos, doesn't mean, the word midos here doesn't mean midosa shalat ha'lash baruch hu, means the mitzvos. You're making the mitzvos of Hashem into rachamim and their gzeros. Says Rashi on the left side, midosav mitzvos. V'hu lo rachem asa. You don't do mitzvos for rachamim. That's not why. Ella lahatil al Yisrael chukin zerosav. The reason why you do mitzvos is because Hashem said so. V'hodia shehem avadav, we're avadim of Hashem. V'shomer mitzvosav, and we keep mitzvos, ugzeros, and it's gzeros, chukosav, even if we don't understand them. Af bedivrei, af bedvarim sheyesh l'satan l'akom l'hashav aleim, v'lomer matzarech mitzvazu. Even when the goyim laughed at you and say, what are you doing that mitzvah for? What is Rashi talking about? What's Rashi talking about? The mitzvah of Shulach HaKan on the surface does seem to be a mitzvah about rachamim. Right. So all Rashi had to say was, no, it's not about rachamim, it's about gzeros. A secondary benefit might be that you're displaying some rachamim. That's not the main reason for doing the mitzvah. What does Rashi have to go into a whole thing about chukim, the guy who's going to make fun of you? There's nothing to do with this. If a guy would ask you, why are you doing Shulach HaKan? You know why? I really need the eggs. I'm hungry. But I'll send the mother away. She shouldn't see. It's such a nebuch. She should see the eggs being taken. I understand that, mitzvah. Right? Why can't you eat klayim? I have no idea why not. Right? No idea why not. That's a chod. They laugh at you. What are you doing? The whole world eats that. You can't. The whole world has fields. You can't have a field like that? No, I can't have a field like that. Why not? I don't know. Torah said so. They make fun of you. They're not going to make fun of you about this one. So, like, what's Rashi throwing that in for now? Such a funny thing for Rashi to throw in. Right?
I think it's because I think that you don't want to give answers like that, because if you give them an answer for one thing and you don't have an answer for another, they're going to seem like a steerer. What do you mean for this one, you know the reason, and that one, you know? So why are you doing that?
No, we don't know the reason for anything.
Exactly.
But for this one, it makes sense, and that one doesn't make sense.
So it sounds like Rashi's saying, don't give any reasons.
Don't give reasons. Right. So he says like this. Even though there's a reason, that's not the goal. The goal isn't rachamim. The goal is, Hashem said so. There's a reason? Could be a reason. It's not the goal. I don't get up in the morning and do mitzvahs because of reasons. I get up reasons because of what Rashi said. I'm an Eved of Hashem, I do mitzvahs. That happens to be a reason? Okay, that doesn't change much, I do one iota. The Ramban says, the famous Vart, the Marsha says it over here, in the name of the Ramban, that you're not doing it because you have rachamim on the bird. It's to teach you to be rachamim. It's on you. You should be a Baal rachamim. Rashi made it sound like it's so harsh. We don't care about anything, just do mitzvahs. Now, of course, when you do mitzvahs, you become a different kind of person. You're supposed to be a kind person. You're supposed to be a good person. You're supposed to be a jerk. You're supposed to be a mean person, right? You're supposed to be a cruel person. All these things. That's why you do this mitzvah. It's a completely different way of looking at it. Rashi said, the goal is Eved Hashem. Rabban says, the goal is to train your personality. Totally different things. They're on opposite ends of the spectrum here. Opposite ends of the spectrum. Why are you doing mitzvahs? Rashi says, I do mitzvahs because Hashem said so. There's a reason? Okay. That's not my goal. The Ramban said, no, the goal is to mold you into a good person. Why birds? I don't know. As opposed to caterpillars? I don't know why. Why Hashem picked birds? I don't know. But that's the way it is.
Is the Ramban saying that on here on the
Gemara? No, in Shulach HaKan. Right? Mitzvah Shulach HaKan ain't a machmas rachim Hashem al ha-tipar. Not because Hashem has rachmanas on the tipur, that's not the reason. Elik de lahiknos lanu mitzvah to train us to have rachamim, right? Like the Medrash says, Hashem doesn't care if you cut an animal for shechita like this or like this. What does Hashem care? Right? Hashem could care less. No, you do it this way because we train you to have Rachmanis. Okay. Where are we up to? Hahu denachis kamei derabba lamar ata chathal kantipar ata chus v'rachim aleinu. So a guy got up to daven for the Amid and he said these lines over here. So Amar Rabba, look at this guy, look at this unbelievable Baal Tefillah. Look at all the Shevach he said. Amar Le'abaya, what do you mean? V'habashtikin oso tanan. The Mishnah says he shut the guy up, he don't give him a praise. So Amar, that's right. Rabba Rami, l'chadudu l'abaya hu d'abaya. He just did the test Abaya, make sure Abaya was paying attention. In a chanam, he wasn't giving this guy a pat on the back. He was not a good Baal Tefillah. Ha'udinachas kamedur abzei v'chanina. There was a guy who got up before the chanina. Amar, he said the following. Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vanor, Vaadir, Vaozot, Vayira, Vachazak, Vaamit, Vavadai, Vanichbad. All these praising of Hashem. Hamdilo Adam Sayim. He finished, he waited until he finished. Kisayim, when he finished, Amalei, Shamtinu Lukulay Shiv Chidimarab. He finished? He finished praising Hashem? You had enough? Lamali Kulahai. Once you start, you can't stop. Anan, us, Hani Tlasamina. We say three things. Hakel, Hagadol, Vagibor. That's all we say. Ilav Damrinu Moshe Rabbeinu Baraisa. If Moshe wouldn't have said that, but also Amshik Nesagdola with Nino Tfila, couldn't even say that. Data Marta Kulehai, Vahai Vazalta. You said all that, right? Now, you ever go to a shul, let's say on a day like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and we say much more about Hashem? What's the answer? The answer is only in Shmone Esrei, in your Shmone Esrei. You can say on those three. You want to praise Hashem? Such a thing, ever heard of Tehillim? No. Nothing wrong with that. You can go all day long. Not in Shemone Esrei. This is the Nusach of Shemone Esrei. Don't touch it. You want to have Kepiutim on Rosh Hashanah? It's fantastic. Tehillim. You want to make up your own davening? You want your own praising? That's all good. Not in Shemone Esrei. That's the issue. Because we all do this. David HaMelech did it himself. That's fine. Not in Shemone Esrei. Marshal HaMelech Basav Adam, Shailu Elfei Allah from Dinar Zav. He's got $1 billion. V'hayu mekalfin oso b'shal kesef. V'gnai hulo. You're praising him about the kesef? It's a gnai. Amar Rabbi Chanina hakal b'idei shemayim chutz miyerushamayim. Everything's up to Hashem except for Yerushamayim. Rashi says, what does that mean? Everything's up to Hashem if you're going to be tall, short, rich, poor, ugly. All that's up to Hashem, not Yerushamayim. Right? That's not there. Shenemar, like it says, v'ata Yisrael mo Hashem l'kech l'shom yimach ki l'yira. Yeah. Atu Yiras Shemayim Milsa Zutrasoshi. Is Yiras Shemayim a small thing? Like Moshe says, what am I asking for you? Just Yiras Hashem. Just Yiras Hashem. Like it's nothing. Just do this one. V'amar of Chanina Mishum of Yishum Ben Yichai Ein Lo Kosh Baruch HaBeis Knozev El Otzer Shalom Yiras Shemayim. Hashem keeps Yiras Shemayim in his Otzer. You don't keep junk in your Otzer. You keep treasured things in your Otzer. So obviously it's a very treasured thing. Shenema Yiras Hashem Hi Otzero. Yeah, the answer is yes. Lagavi Moshe, Milsa, Zutra Sahi. Regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a small thing. I'm not Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's the Gemara saying? But regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a small thing. I'm not Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Ran, but you could be. And the Ran says the Ran, when Moshe Rabbeinu started out, he also wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu. He was a regular boy. Who grew up with a bunch of Egyptians, and he became Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what he's saying. I also thought out just like you, and I became Moshe. You also can become Moshe Rabbeinu. Such an unbelievable fart. That's what he's saying, right? What?
They said about the Vilna Gaon.
And not only that, once you, he says even more. Listen, he says such an unbelievable thing. Once you accomplish something, it becomes easy. Once you know how to play the piano, it becomes easy to play the piano. Once you know how to you know, do some expertise in something, it becomes second nature. That's what Moshe was saying. I also started out like this, like everyone else. I worked on it. Then it becomes easy. So it's like, just like playing the piano. Anyone can do that. That's why, according to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's an easy thing, and it's so too for you. Okay? One more line. Hey, can I borrow your fork? Yeah, of course, I have a million forks. But cotton ve'ainlo, if I don't have any forks, domalo can clean gadol. Guy's homeless. Hey, can I borrow your fork? I don't have a fork. It's like you're asking me for $1 million. I don't have $1 million, right? So if you reach that level, it's easy. Yeah, 100%. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
All right.